Good morning. It's 8:38. It's FLX Morning Tuesday. It's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health. And this is, I believe, a first going back pre-March 2020, pre-COVID-19. Three guests today, or four actually, all in studio. Good morning, Laura Turbide.
Good morning.
Yeah, I mean, everybody, well, part two is everyone realized how convenient Zoom is. So, you know, even post-pandemic, they're going, wait, I can do this in my PJs in my kitchen with a cup of coffee. But this is great. I love having people here in person. Good morning to you.
Good morning. We love it in person as well.
So before we meet our provider today, just one question. We're in the middle of cold, flu, COVID still, RSV season. What are you seeing in the various facilities in terms of this winter respiratory virus season?
Well, it certainly is winter respiratory virus season, and I'm here with the perfect person, our director of urgent care, so he can certainly talk about what they're seeing in urgent care. We do track this on the hospital side as sort of part of New York State tracking, and I would say, you know, on average, I happened to know yesterday, and we didn't have a single person in at Soldiers and Sailors, but we did have a few COVID cases. And again, this could be someone who's in the hospital for another reason, and that's what we are seeing. So thankfully, we are seeing a lot of immunity, whether it was immunity from vaccines or other things. So we're not seeing people as ill, as severely ill, for example, with COVID, but we certainly know influenza is still a huge risk, especially with an elderly patient, compromised patients in any way, RSV, COVID, all of these things that are in particular dangerous for people who already are somewhat compromised and or who, and then because we test, of course, then we find out what people have. So I would say we have less people hospitalized with serious illness, but certainly plenty of people who are still under the weather, for lack of a better phrase. That's my non-clinical term. and I'm going to turn it and see what Bob Switzer has to say from urgent care, what you're seeing, RSV.
Yeah, good morning to you, Bob.
Good morning. Thank you for having me back. So right now in urgent care, we're still seeing a little bit of COVID, a little bit of flu right now. What we're primarily seeing is strep infection. But I mean, as you know, flu season lasts anywhere between October to May. So we always have our peaks and valleys of when we see high numbers of flu. So we saw a high number of flu in November and December. It's kind of slowed down a little bit. We're seeing a few come in with flu A, and we're seeing a very few with COVID. But the biggest thing that we're seeing right now and has become a huge issue in the community, surrounding community, is strep infection. And we typically think of strep in the little kids, you know,
right?
When we all had children and they would get strep. But we're seeing it in the adult population as well. So I think it's important that we educate the community and the adult community that this is not just a childhood illness that people get, but adults can get it as well. So making sure that we're educating our patients and our community, and making sure that they're taking precautions and making sure that they're practicing universal precautions in preventing the spread. As you know, it can be a huge issue with schools, because once one child gets it, or school and daycare,
yeah,
once one child gets it, then it's easily spread to everybody else. So making sure that they're coming into urgent care, they're getting swabbed, they're being diagnosed, and they're treated immediately so they're not spreading it to other family members or classmates.
All right, we kind of jumped right to Bob, so we skipped over our big introduction. So give the big introduction.
I will give the big introduction. So we have something different this time. It's February. It is the month of love and relationships and all the things we talk about. And so we very regularly had Bob Switzer, who is our director of urgent care, also a working director, we were just talking about this, a PA who sees his own, sees patients regularly, keeps his hands in that mix, and really leads us on a service that has been growing and really meeting a huge community need. We've certainly seen some other providers in the region who are no longer to take certain insurances and things, so a chance for people to still have access is by using the Finger Lakes Health Services, both on Preemption Road at Finger Lakes Health Commons, right next to our orthopedic office, is our urgent care. And also we have urgent care over at Life Care in Seneca County. So that said, that's my big intro to Bob. But the topic this month, we are going to talk about sexually transmitted infections. And it's an important thing to talk about, to be aware of, to raise education, to keep our partners healthy and safe. It's a great thing for your own safety and health. And what we're finding, as people may not realize, is it sort of tends to be a growing concern, particularly with an aging population. And you wouldn't think that, but we have heard things like the villages down in Florida. Perhaps this is partly just due to how people grew up and lack of education and lack of talking about things and having these really candid conversations. So we're going to talk a little bit about what urgent care can offer. offer, as well as how important it is for all of us to, I think, not shy away from these conversations. So that's my intro.
All right.
And I have a great radio partner who's come many times before, who's always willing to come and share his wealth of knowledge. So with that, I'm going to turn it to Bob.
Thank you. So before we talk about the new availability of STD testing, I always like to go back and do the overview of urgent care. Did the beginning of urgent care coincide with people becoming uninsured and therefore starting to flood emergency rooms for things that maybe the family doctor used to handle?
Yeah, I think it has a lot to do with convenient care, too. You know, patients would call their primary care physicians, and they may not necessarily be able to get in because either the primary
right.
care physician was full for that day. So it became more of a convenient type of thing for patients to be able to see a provider to be treated for their acute care issues without having to wait a day, 2 days, a week to get into their primary care physician. So I think that's where it transformed, and it just kind of exploded from there. Primary care is challenging. You know, we're short providers in primary care, and it's difficult for patients to get in to see their primary care physician. So they use urgent care as a substitute, and also it helps declutter. If, for lack of better terms, the emergency room. So these acute visits that don't necessarily meet the criteria for an emergency room visit can come to urgent care to be seen and evaluated.
And I think those evenings and weekend hours are key too, because if you think about it, that's what would happen is a traditional office might be during the week and or they can't get you in for that acute care situation, that acute setting, you know, maybe you've got your regular physical schedule, et cetera, but the ability to have those evening weekends, people like don't want to have to leave work or the kids got a sports thing going on and you're trying to, people are juggling around hours. And I think the convenience of urgent care hours was really meant people were no longer just going to the ER because the ER was open 24/7 and therefore I can go right now.
I always give my example. I was washing a wine glass Saturday morning around 9 o'clock, rim snapped, bleeding like a stuck pig, and I knew where to go. I went right up to urgent care is it still Finger Lakes Health Commons? I can't keep up with these things.
It is.
Okay, good.
For now.
So that's what that's for. It was a great education campaign all throughout the medical industry to get people into that mindset, because it seems like that's taken now. They know what's for urgent care. They know what's for ER. We always tell people, you know, cardiac symptoms, anything like that, go to the ER.
Correct. You know, and we still see a lot of patients that come in with you know, chest pain, abdominal pain, stroke-like symptoms, and that's when our provider, our very skilled and educated provider, will evaluate the patient to determine whether or not that patient needs a higher level of care, and then we'll make arrangements to get them transferred to the ER for that.
So let's talk about our main topic today, and that is doing STD testing at urgent care.
Yeah, so chlamydia, my favorite topic, right? So as director of urgent care, I'm very, very proud of the fact that, you know, we've been voted best urgent care in the Finger Lakes for 6 years in a row, and there's a reason that we have been. I mean, we provide great quality of care and follow best practices for our community, but it's also because our lab and urgent care continues to grow. We offer a lot of point of care testing, and they're PCR testing, which is gold standard. We offer PCR testing for COVID, for flu, for strep, and we now are very fortunate that we're able to offer PCR testing for chlamydia, gonorrhea, and trichomonas. Currently, the STD test that we have in urgent care right now has only been approved for women's health, but it doesn't mean that we can't see men's health. We see a lot of men's health, actually. We can still do the testing, and we just send it over to the lab for analysis. The good thing about point of care testing in urgent care is we get results within 20 to 30 minutes. So it's all about expedited treatment, you know, and being able to diagnose this quickly, get them treated, and then maybe possibly get their partners treated as well. So chlamydia is probably our most frequently reported STI in the whole entire U.S., but it's continuing to rise, and this is becoming the problem, and we're seeing a lot of it in the Ontario and Seneca County communities. The numbers continue to rise, and it rises in all populations, but we primarily see it in the ages between 15 and 24. Doesn't mean that somebody in their 40s, 50s, 60s can't get it. This is why we encourage people to come in who may have multiple partners to be tested, regardless of whether they're symptomatic or not. Because what we are finding is in 5 out of 10 men who have chlamydia don't even exhibit symptoms. 7 out of 10 women who have chlamydia don't exhibit symptoms.
Oh.
So we catch this on just routine screening, which is important because otherwise you could have this for a while. And if you have multiple partners and you're practicing unsafe sex, all you're doing is continuing to spread it. All right. And a lot of people aren't aware of that. So our job in urgent care is to also educate the community on when to be tested, how frequently to be tested. And obviously, you know, we can provide you with free condoms right there in urgent care in hopes that we could prevent and decrease the spread.
And I mean, most STDs, if caught early, are not of huge consequence, but if not treated, then they can become a much more serious thing.
You're absolutely right. So we find that untreated chlamydia and gonorrhea can cause problems with fertility. You know, if they go for a long period of time without being treated or diagnosed. But we're also seeing, and while we're talking about that, yes, chlamydia and gonorrhea can be treated. We do see a rise in the number of syphilis cases. You know, we think of syphilis as an old STD. You know, and
right.
we're now seeing a rise in the number of syphilis cases in the whole state, actually. And that's another STD. It's important that we diagnose and treat that immediately.
Well, and like Laura said, too, we're seeing it in an older population. The baby boomers are aging, and we're still sexually active, and we're happy about that. But it's also a generation that might be less likely to talk about these kinds of things with a partner. I mean, you know, people who grew up in a different era, you didn't talk about these kinds of things.
You're absolutely right. And it's a very sensitive topic, you know, whether you're talking to your partner about it or whether you're coming into urgent care and you're talking to a provider about it. We talk about very personal, private, intimate things, and they are uncomfortable to discuss. But it's important for us to make sure that the patient is feeling comfortable with us so they can share everything with us. Because if they don't share everything with us, then we're not going to be able to appropriately diagnose and treat them without knowing that information.
And I know that through education campaigns over the years, people are being encouraged to be more open about these topics. I mean, there was once a time it would be unthinkable to ask a partner, have you been tested? Now that's encouraged in more circles to say, hey, let's be safe, let's be healthy.
And I think this is really important that people be open and honest. You know, we do see, a lot of patients that, you know, don't like to discuss this stuff. And, you know, we see a lot of patients that find a relationship or partner online, you know, where things like that aren't discussed. It's just a quick, easy hookup, for lack of better terms. So it's not shared what their past sexual history is. And some people who have some STDs like herpes, you know, which is one of our highest viral STDs, it continues to spread, you know, and it makes it difficult to treat and follow.
And there's still sort of that stigma when you have some of the, you know, like good people don't get these things.
Yeah, we hear that all the time, you know.
Right.
You know, anybody can get this. As we just talked about the stats, you know, like I said, a lot of people aren't even aware that they even have the symptoms. So it doesn't mean anything. I mean, you can have multiple partners, but our job is to make sure that we're educating you and making sure that you're practicing safe sex, making sure that we're providing you with the free condoms, making sure that you're coming in periodically. And we routinely tell our patients, if you have multiple partners, please come back and see us every 2 to 3 months just for routine screening so we can possibly catch something before it's spread to somebody else.
I think the timeliness of urgent care is what's so important, as is the fact that I do think there is something for people about you can have a network of providers. You can have a primary care physician who you see regularly, and you can also choose to go to urgent care for testing like this,
right.
Particularly maybe because you are more sensitive, wanting to have that conversation with someone that you maybe don't see as regularly, for example, and know that you're seeing an expert provider, but someone who also is going to be looking out for you across sort of the whole spectrum of your health.
Yeah.
And how critical it is, as Bob was saying, that you can get that point of care testing, I think, and that peace of mind, as well as that point of care testing, so that you have, we're just talking about infections, we're talking about other kinds of viral infections, and think about what it took to get our community to be even talking about that and taking precautions and doing
right.
The focus on hand hygiene, the focus on mask masking, all of those things took something significant across this sort of globe to get us to be talking about that. And I think this is a similar kind of topic, to be saying, what does it take? And certainly, we certainly know during the beginning of that HIV epidemic, there was a little more awareness, a little more. That, I think, is when people began talking a little more about safe sex habits and having this conversation about sexual history with your partners, et cetera. But certainly, we know that this continues. And what we're seeing is these other sexually transmitted infections that continue to, again, be able to be transmitted because people just don't know their status.
Right.
And I think it's important for everybody to also know that my providers in urgent care are all educated on sexual health, all right? So we've worked with Ontario County Public Health. We've worked with Seneca County Public Health. We actually contract with Seneca County Public Health, where they send anybody that calls the public health department in Seneca County is referred to our urgent cares, because we've all been educated. We've taken the course. We know what the treatment guidelines are for certain STDs. So I think it's important for the community to know this, because then this way they'd feel a little bit more comfortable coming to us, because they know that we know what we're doing, you know. We know how to treat. We know how to diagnose.
So is this testing available by appointment, or is it just walk-in?
We encourage online appointments. They can go right onto the FLH website, and they can schedule an appointment online, or they can just simply walk in. Urgent care, we're always a walk-in office anyway.
Right. All right, terrific. Bob, thanks. Great education.
Thank you.
A new topic for us. Laura, thank you as always.
Great to see you, Ted.
We will get healthy again in 2 weeks. An all-in-person guest today. I love that. 8:54 FLX Morning.